Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
How are you? I have a question. I was trying to log in, and I know I called, I think it was like maybe like 2 weeks ago to try to reset my password, but now
sure.
It's saying that my email is inactive.
Password for what? Which
to see the W-2, because I think
you're
they said that they sent them out.
No,
huh?
They did send them out. Because you're inactive, you're not going to have access to that. You have to contact HR to further the
detail. Oh, okay.
So
yeah, no,
HR,
I told her to leave me on if she needs someone. But that's
yeah, so,
okay.
No, what happens is if you go inactive without assigning to a client in 30 days and more, then we have to mark you inactive in the system until you get assigned. So I can give you HR numbers the same as mine. Did you dial me directly?
I got that one.
Yeah, so right now she's just stepped away from her desk. Give her a few minutes to get back to her desk. Just give her a call so therefore she can pull it up and email it to you.
Okay, no, that's fine. It's like I don't want to keep having her put me in active and then I don't have anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just wait. My lady that I used to work for, my case manager with you guys,
mm-hmm.
she normally sends me out stuff to see if I can pick up. But being that I started at Chester County Hospital, I work every other weekend. So the stuff that she'd be sending me is like the weekends that I work at a hospital.
Right. Gotcha.
But I just wanted to know about the W-2.
Yeah, but it was no doubt. But, you know, I will let HR know to reach out to you to see if you was able to get your W-2.
Okay. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yep.
You take care.
Bye-bye.